"I don't know," he said, slowly, carefully, trying to determine the source of her question. They loved each other, but he was away a lot. Like I said, they had hard lives.
"My father loved my mother more than she loved him," Nora said, and David felt an uneasiness stir in his heart. "He loved her, but he couldn't seem to show love in a way that was meaningful to her. She just thought he was offbeat, a little silly. There was a lot of silence in my house growing up. We're pretty silent in our house, too," she added. And he thought of their calm evenings, her head bent over the little white hat with the ducks.
"A good silence," he said.
"Sometimes."
"And other times?"
"I still think about her, David," she said, turning on her side and meeting his gaze. "Our daughter, what she would be like." He didn't answer, and as he watched, she wept silently, covering her face with her hands. After a moment, he reached out and touched her arm. She wiped the tears from her eyes. "And you?" she demanded, fierce now. "Don't you ever miss her, too?"
"Yes," he said truthfully. "I think about her all the time."
Nora put her hand on his chest, and then her lips, berry-stained, were on his, a sweetness as piercing as desire against his tongue. He felt himself falling, the sun on his skin and her breasts lifting softly like birds against his hands. She sought the buttons on his shirt, and her hand brushed against the letter he had hidden in his pocket. He shrugged off his shirt, but even so, when he slid his arms around her again, he was thinking,
"I love you. I love you so much, and I lied to you."
And the distance between them, millimeters only, the space of a breath, opened up and deepened, became a cavern at whose edge he stood. He pulled away back into the light and shadow, the clouds over him and then not, and the sun-warmed rock hot against his back. "What is it?" she asked, stroking his chest. "Oh, David, what's wrong?"
"Nothing."
"David," she said. "Oh, David, please." He hesitated, on the edge of confessing everything, and then he could not.
"A problem from work. A patient. I can't get the case out of my mind."
"Let it go," she said. "I'm sick and tired of your work." Hawks lifting high on the updrafts, and the sun so warm. Everything circled, returning each time to the exact same point. He must tell her. The words filled his mouth.
I love you so much, and I lied to you."
"I want to have another baby, David," Nora said, sitting up. "Paul's old enough now, and I'm ready." David was so startled, he didn't speak for a moment.
"Paul's only a year old,"
he said at last. "So, people say it's easier to get all the diapers and things over with at once."
"What people?"
She sighed. "I knew you'd say no."
"I'm not saying no," David replied carefully.